You know, somebody asked me a couple hours ago, Rebbe, what should I learn to get ready for Shavuos? So we can learn many things. I just mentioned two things that came to mind then. The Rambam helped us on the Torah, and go through Megillas Rus with the commentary. You know, whether it's Rashi or the Malbim or any other, but also to talk about Talmud Torah, because that's the Yantif, right? There's no Chesed Shal Mitzvah on this Yantif. Right?
Is the
Chetzer Shal Mitzvah? Okay. Okay, that's true. But it's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the mitzvah that we do. So again, we'll talk about it a little bit, and basically ask a basic question about our life, which we'll get to the question in a couple of minutes. And it's really two different ways, as we'll see, to view our entire life, almost every minute of it. So it's going to be a Yisod Gadol that we'll see. So we know, even just by way of introduction, before you get to source number one, a great Maharal that I like to quote, that it's a good back pocket, as we say. We know that there are the big three Averis. Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim. Murder, adultery, and idolatry. Anybody needs a pen or a pencil? I have. And the question is, why those big three? Yes, they're learned out from Sukkim and Drashas, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and Sachem talk about why the big three. But is there a symbolism of these three, right? Shabbos is not one of the big three. Why Dafka those three? So the Maharal, in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, in his commentary, Derech Chaim, says it's connected to the three pillars upon which the world stands. And therefore, we have to violate, if we violate and you know, do not stand up, and we're over, below, don't give our life for it, then we're uprooting the pillar. And therefore, you know, it's no reason for the world to exist. And that's why Dafka these three, because it's about keeping the world going. So what is it about these three? So two out of three are pretty straightforward. Avodah Zarah. Shvichas Damim, what's that parallel to? Chesed. So Chesed and murder. And Avodah Zarah and Avodah. So that leaves two. Right? Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, connected to the big three. So two out of three, you got it straightforward. What's left? Torah and Gilui Arayos. Right? How are those parallel to each other? Explains the Maharal. Gilui Arayos is the most animalistic, lowly, mundane, physical activity that a human being can be involved in. And Torah is the most sublime, the most uplifted, the most heavenly, the most angelic activity that one could be involved in. And that's why it's the opposite. And that's why it's the Yisod Gadol, and that's what we're going to do over the next couple of minutes. We're not just going to do it, but we're going to talk about it. And that is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's a good question why this isn't Halacha Aleph. Right, a question, not for now, but feel free to do research. Why does the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, first thing the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Talmud Torah is, Nashma by the Muktanim are parts from Talmud Torah. That's the first thing. How about this Halacha? Kolish B'Yisrael Chayim HaTalmud Torah. Everybody is Chayim HaTalmud Torah. Bein Ani, Bein Ashir, Bein Shalom Begufo, Bein Bal Yisurin, whether he's rich or poor, healthy or sick, Bein Bal Yisurin, Bein Bachor, Bein Shazakin Gadol, young or old, Shetashish Kocho, Afilu Haya Ani Mispartis Benat Tzedakah, even if he does Ani, doesn't matter. He has a lot of family obligations. One has to set aside time for learning Torah day and night. So we have a chiyuv to learn Talmud Torah. Right? A chiyuv to set aside time for Talmud Torah. And the great Amoraim, Gdolei Chachami Yisrael, Hayu Chotvei Eitzem, they were woodshoppers in Shor Mayim, and they still learned. We know Torah is one of the definitional mitzvot, if not the definitional mitzvah. We say every morning the Mishnah in Peah, Elu Dvarim She'in Lahem Shiur, HaPeah, Vabikur Ma'arayim Milchazadim, the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, there's nothing like it. We know one of the questions that we're going to be asked in the future, right after Natasa Natasa Be'emuna, is Kavati Itim LaTorah. So our question, simple question, how much do we have to learn? So we have to learn. So how much? What is the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? How do you define the obligation of Talmud Torah? As we head towards the day of Kabbalah Torah, it's an important question to ask. So So if you look at the Maseches Menachos, and we won't stop after Maseches Menachos, but if you look at Maseches Menachos, and that's Sadi Tess, source number 4, Midvarav Shel Rav Yossi Nilmod, Afilu Lo Shana Adam Perakechad Bashachris, Uperakechad Avris, even if somebody just learns a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon, or at night, Kiyem Lo Yomash Sefer Torah Zevipicha. The Torah has not left your mouth. You learned a little bit. Learn a little bit by day, learn a little bit by night. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Afilu lo kara adam ela kriyash ma shachas barvis. You don't have to learn anything. Just say kriyash ma. You're davening anyway. You're saying kriyash ma Torah. You're good. You're yotzei. You're yotzei. Kiyem lo yamish. And the Gemara has two opposite deyas. Fascinating. V'davar zeh asur lo amar b'fnei amaretz. Also to say that in front of an amaretz. Give a yotzei with Talmud with just the two parts of the kriyash ma. Terrible. They're going to run with it. Rav Amar, mitzvah l'amar v'nei amaretz. No, it's a good thing to say. So people don't think that, oh, they have to go so much, do so much. So mitzvah asur, okay, we're not going to focus on that, even though it's a very interesting machlokas. But you read this Gemara, it sounds like it's pretty limited. Mitzvah lo yamar sefer Torah zemipicha, not Torah not leaving. It's limited. That same Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says Yer Yosef with Kriya Shema, gives a very different impression in Maseches Brachos. And we could spend the shiur talking about this stira. We're not going to, but just to be aware. We're just putting a couple of marmakomas together. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos in the 6th parak, Taflamet Hey. The Gemara discusses, Tan Rabbanan, middle of the 2nd line, V'yasafta Deganecha. We say in Shema, you shall gather your grain. Ma Tamal Omer, what is that teaching me? L'fishin Amar, lo yamar sefer Torah zemipicha, it says, in Yoshua, the Torah can never leave your mouth. Yochol dvarim kichzava, and you might think that's meant to be taken literally, learn every second of your life. Tamal Omer, v'yasafta Deganecha. It says you have to make a living. It says you have to support a family. Right? Ever read a ksuba? Right? What does it say in the ksuba? Rav Pam liked to point out. Every single day, if somebody, the first couple of years that I was married, I sat and learned. My wife was in medical school, but if ever there is any situation where there could be in the world somewhere, some places, that the woman is supporting the husband who's learning Torah, every single day he has to say thank you to her, because it's Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. It's not what it says in the ksuba. In the ksuba it says the husband has to support the wife. Right, and that's the chiyah. That's what it says. So that's what the faith of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you have to make a living. That's what it says. You have to learn and you have to be involved in the world. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I beg to differ. That's b'di'evet. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha. Is it possible for somebody to plow during plowing season? B'Zoreya B'Shas Zriya. And seed during planting season. The kotzer b'shas k'zira, right, go through all the first 11 malachas, right? And harvest during the harvesting season. The dash b'shas disha and thresh and winnow. So it's always busy season. So when are you going to learn? Torah matei aleha. Right? It's always, if you're a farmer, there's always something to do. Ela, what's the halacha? B'zman sh'yisrael osu v'sonu shalmakam. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if you do what Hashem wants, you know what? Malach t'nasos adei achayrim. Your parnasa will be brought by others. You won't have to work. Just sit and learn and focus on Hashem and meditate. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's the goal. V'yasata d'ganecha, that's a b'di'evet. If you're not doing Ritzono Shel Makom, turning over, or B'zman She'eino to Ritzono Shel Makom, Malach Nasa Zei Asman, then you have to do it. Which the Rishonim point out is a very hard reading of the Shema, because in Shema, V'yasata d'ganecha sounds like it's a good thing. It's in the first half of Ahayim Shemoa. Yes, it's before Vachara, Af Hashem. So, okay, Tzorachin, how he reads Shema, but that's not for now. But either way, you get a very different impression. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said in Maseches Menachos, all you got to do is a little bit. Here, you have to learn every second. What, so, are you machalik between Lo Yomer Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha? So, it won't leave if you have a little bit. But this is talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, maybe. But you get a very different impression. So, we want to know the Maisa. So Maisa, what's halacha? So again, you get an impression, just building the evidence, and then we'll hopefully get the two different answers. Nidarim dafchas. The Gemara says, go to the second line we'll start with. Homer Ashkim Ashen and Perikzeh. Somebody breaks the promise, tomorrow morning I'm going to learn Maseches Makos. Maseches Makos. Eshna Maseches Zu. Neder Godol Nader Lelkei Yisrael. He made a great neder. It's a great thing. Made a neder, you're going to learn a certain masechta. Ask the Gemara, how does that neder have any teeth If I wake up this morning and say, I promise, I swear I'm going to put tefillin on today. That shlu is meaningless. I already swore before. Says the Gemara, Bahari Mushbava Omehu. I already swore at Har Sinai. Every neshama was at Har Sinai. If you make a shvua, I swear I'm going to eat a hamburger today, I swear I'm going to eat a hamburger today, the second thing is meaningless because I'm already mushba. I'm already in a state of having sworn that I'm going to do something. So ask the Gemara, if I swear I'm going to learn a certain mesechta, so why is that binding? I'm already mushba v'yomi to learn kala tarakula. Vein shvua chala al shvua. And says the Gemara, hakamakam ashlan. And if it's just to encourage yourself, we know that from a previous statement of Rav Gidol Marav, which is not for now. So says the Gemara, hakamashmalan again, look at this. Tekiva di poi pader nafshe b'kriyash v'ashachmas v'arvis. Well, what do you have to learn? Kriyash bar yoyotzei. So what are you mushba v'yomi from Har Sinai? Minimum, kriyashma. Bishum hachi, so the shvua could be chal on that. Who says you took a shvua about Mesechas Makos? Right, you took a shvua about minimum basic Talmud Torah, okay. I'm going to little bit kriyash v'ashachmas v'arvis. So, says the Gemara, that's why the shvua is chal. Says the Ron, that can't be. Says the Ron, that's impossible. That's what Mushba V'yomim Har Sinai is. Mistavra, says the Ron. The Lav Dafka Debalachi Miftar, it's impossible. That saying Kriyash Shema morning and afternoon is Am Yotzei. Shari Chayev Kol Adam, Lo Mot Tamid, Yom V'Layla Kefi Kocho. Person has to learn all the time. Person has to learn all the time, says the Ron. What's this Gemara talking about? Right, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Vishinantem, Shiudivrei Torah Mechudazin Beficha. Torah has to be sharp in your mouth. Unless we dedicate our lives all day to Torah, we're not going to have sharp answers. Shem Yishalach Adam Davishlo, if somebody asks you something, Davishlo Tzagam Game B'tomarlo, don't be Megam Game. Right, so it's you got to dedicate your life. So what is this? So what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara says, oh, you're Mushba V'yomei. Says the Rana, it's a special din in Hilchas Shvua. In Hilchas Shvua, if something is not explicit in the Torah, then a Shvua could be chal on it. But of course, it's Daraisa, you have to learn all the time. But what does it say in the Torah? V'shinantim levanecha v'dibar tabam. It says Kriya Shva. So a Shvua could be chal on it. But of course, the mitzvah is much more pervasive. El Mikani really says the Ran, Raila Mashikasafti, to call Midi Da'asi Midrasha, something that's learned out from Torah Shabal Peh. Afa Bishumina Torah, even if it's Daraisa. Kiva the lesson before Shbekra, since it's not explicit, Shvua Chale, Shvua could be Chale. This is one of the important deos, again, not our topic today, but there are three or four statements of the Rishonim, that it's a different, even if two things are Daraisa, there's more power to something that's Mefurish Bekra. That's something that's not Mefurish Bekra. This Ron is one of the Rishonim that are quoted to reflect that. The Tosfos and Yavamis also, that has a difference. But the Ron says, for our purposes, you got to learn all the time. Hilchos Shvuos. And the Ritva there also says. And the Smag writes. So, and just, you know, that's what we know. We know that it's not Kriya Shema. We're not Yosef Kriya Shema. So we know that. So how do we... Lamaisa, how do we do it? How do we view it? And we know, again, the Rambam says, and just to just looking at the Rambam that we saw before, right? It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Turn the page, go to source number 12. Kol Eish Yisrael Chayavet Talmud Torah Ben Ani Ben Asher. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam. You always have to be kovei hazman. Look at the Rama. Ubishas Hatzchak Afilu Kor Kriyas Moshakas Arvis. You have those crazy days. If you have a day that you're traveling, you're with the family, it's okay in the Shas Hatzchak Mamish once in a long time. Okay, Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arvis. But generally, that's not the case. So we know it's an all-pervasive chiyuv. So the question that we're going to ask, though, is if it's an all-pervasive chiyuv, then how do we look at the rest of our life when we're not learning? And we'll get to this will have impact in how much we have to learn. You know, I have to relax a little bit, and I have to eat, and I have to make a living, and I have to do a lot of other things in life. So how do we look at that part of our life? How do we look at it halachically and hashkafically? There is a chiyuv, an all-encompassing chiyuv of Talmud Torah, like the Ron says, chayuv lomo b'chol kocho. Conceptually, what happens to the chiyuv of Talmud Torah when we're involved in the other things in our life that we're allowed to be involved in and it's good to be involved in. As you'll see where we're going with this. Yeah, it's good to like say our Torah when you're eating, but when you're eating, mamish, you're not learning. And when you're relaxing with your friends, which you could also relax, you're, right, it's not learning. And Hashem understands that we can be involved in other things. Right? Hashem understands it. Remember the Gemara? We've quoted this in many different contexts. Right? Shabbos Peites, remember Yitzchak Avinu is defending Klal Yisrael. Avram couldn't defend, and Yaakov couldn't defend. So Yitzchak says, yeah, how much did they sin anyway? We've discussed this. Right? And at most, what did they sin? 70 years. First 20 years, they're not Chai Misa V'Dei Shamayim, so take off 20. So at most, they sinned is 50 years. Take off another 25 because they're sleeping. You can't fault them for sleeping. Why they just sleep so long, right? So 25, we're down to 25. Then take off another half because they're involved in their basic human activities. And you can't fault them for that. What are the basic human activities? Right, eating, drinking, bathroom, davening. We've spoken about that. Important deal. But what do you see from the Gemara for our purposes is that Hashem understands that we're involved in a lot of other things. So how do we look at the Chiyuv, what happens to the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah at that moment, on those moments when we are not learning? And before we present the two ideas, one other question, which we'll have a nafkamina with the two ideas. The Tosfos in Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph. Where Tosfos discusses, you're probably familiar with the Tosfos, B'yim Tomar, source 15, Ma'ishrami Sukkah, Shetzorach Lavarach Al Kosu'udah V'su'udah. Leishay Basukkah. Why is it that whenever you go into a sukkah and you had a hefsek since the last time, you make a new bracha of Leishay Basukkah? Let's say somebody puts on tefillin after having a hefsek. Right? So then somebody gets a stomach ache in the middle of davening, then you got to put it back on. You make a new bracha, at least the first bracha. Right? If you any time put on tefillin for mincha. So there's... You always make a new bracha after you are mafsik. So why by Torah is there only one bracha in the morning and there's no more brachas the rest of the day? Question that all the Rishonim deal with. And there's a big hefsek. I don't learn for 7 hours. Says Tosfos, halachically and hashkafically beautiful. V'yesh lomar, it's a shiny Torah. Torah is different. De'eno miya'ish daito. There's no yeyush of Torah from your mind. The Bechal Shah Mechuyev Adam Mechuyev Lomot. We'll get back to that lesson. Dechziva Kizva Yom Valayla. Vahavi Kamo Yoshiv Kalayom Below Hefsik. There's like two different emphases. There's a Chiyev always. Vahavi Yom Valayla. And it's as if you're sitting all day, but you're not learning. So what does that mean? It's as if you're sitting all day without a Hefsik. You're not learning. So we'll have to come back to that lesson. Let's see, though, what the Achronim say. So it's basically, there is a thought of the Vilna Gaon, a diuk from the Vilna Gaon, who seems to say one idea, and then most other Achronim who hold the other idea. The Gra writes in Shnos Eliyahu. Shnos Eliyahu is his commentary on Mishnayos. I don't know too many Shnos Eliyahus, but this one, this is the beginning of Peah, this one is much quoted. It's on the statement of the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, at the beginning of Masechet Peah. So ask the Gra. The Gra is trying to explain to us, what does it mean? Why is the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Explains the Gra every single word. It's hard to know what's the lowest common denominator. Word, sentence, millisecond of Torah is another mitzvah. Every single second that we're learning is another mitzvah, says the Gra. Again, I gave you the whole thing. Let's just read the end of it. The second half. Turn the page. V'nakar atana, hada'im l'Talmud Torah shir. L'mata l'horos. The Tana tells us there's no shir for Talmud Torah. Shitzarecha adam ma'od ma'od l'chabe v'satorah. We have to, that Torah has to be so beloved to us. Z'b'chol teva v'teva shalom adba. U'mitzvah v'fnei atzma. Right? Every word that we learn. I once heard once somebody asked, why every word? What about every letter? What about every syllable? Why is it broken down into words? I don't know. But he says every small unit. And then he says, and then logic dictates, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is because we're learning together now. There are thousands and thousands and millions of mitzvahs that we're doing. You learn one page, hundreds of mitzvahs. You learn one daf, hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs. Im kain, V'vada yoser tov l'kayim mea mitzvah, mi mitzvah achas. Right? What's the rule? If you're learning, you're putting from other mitzvahs that somebody else could do. It makes sense, because I'm going to stop to do Bikur Cholim, it'll take me 3 hours to do Bikur Cholim. Okay, if it's somebody that will like my presence there, then I have to do it. It's Yeshar Adei Acherim. But if somebody else could do it, if there's two children, one sitting and learning and one not learning, and the Yisrael says, can somebody get me a cup of water? The one who's learning should keep learning, and the one who's not learning, why? Because every second of learning is tons. Rock. Here's the key line for us. It's a little diuk. Rock. Kishayef shalakai ma'adei acher. But if you can't, if it can't be fulfilled with somebody else, if nobody else could do the mitzvah, so then you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. What's his lashon? Imkein azai rashoi. Next word, you can circle it. Levatel. What does that say? If there's nobody else, then you can be mivatel Torah and do the mitzvah. That one word in the Gra tells us his, reflects his hashkafas olam in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Every second of our life has a mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Gra though says though that we're human beings and we have other things that we do and there are mitzvahs that even we have to do. But what happens to the conceptual mitzvah of Talmud Torah, says the Gra, it's still there. You're allowed to be a mivatel to go daven. Like mivatel go sheko, you could be mivatel to do business or whatever you have to do. So that's what the Gora said. And look what he says in the continuation. Oh, kishetarach lechol. When you eat, if you have to eat, you can be vatel. Shehu gam kein mitzvah. Which is also a mitzvah. The Gora l'shitaso. Meaning, says the Gora, every second of our life is a chiyuv Talmud Torah. You know why we don't have to learn every second of our life? Because we're doing something else that's also a mitzvah, and that's docha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I say docha, I say. You can make a living because that's also a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You can eat because that's also a mitzvah of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keeping healthy. That's the Gra. That's very inspiring and very scary at the same time. It's very inspiring because he's saying that every single thing we do in life is, you know, the mitzvah. Right? The Mishnah Berurah in a few places quotes the Shlach HaKadosh. I gave it to you in source number 18. If everything you eat is L'shem Shamayim and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then every single thing you eat is a Suda's mitzvah. I'm not eating anything for me. I'm eating it to keep healthy, to serve Hashem. So that's how the Gra looks at everything in life. Everything is doche Talmud Torah. There is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it's doche. And the Rambam says, v'chol derechecha de'ehu, as one of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where he discusses this. And this seems to be even reflected in, we just mentioned a few minutes ago, that first line in Tosfos. Right? According to this, it's beautiful why there's no new bracha. Because really, every second there's a chiyuv. Right? What did Tosfos say? Tosfos' lashon was shekal sha'a adam mechuyav lilmod. D'chsiv agisav yom v'layla. Then he adds, it's kiilu you're sitting all day without learning. That, what does that mean? But we'll leave that one for a few minutes. But this is approach number one, which next time we like are filling our time with something, we can think about this Gra and say, is this, would the Gra consider this a mitzvah? Which is Docha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So it's inspiring, but it's also pretty scary. But this is not what most Achronim say. Most Achronim do not say that there's a mechiv of Talmud Torah every second. When I'm in the middle of sleeping, there's a mechiv of Talmud Torah, but I'm a human being, so I have to sleep, so the Gra sounds like, yeah, and that's why the Gra didn't sleep too much, and the Gra kept track of, and he did tshuva for the 7 minutes that he wasted every year, and that's the Gra. Maybe not 7 minutes, I'm just picking a number. But then there's a question, there's an approach that many of the other Mefarshim say, all in their own words. The Yar Sameach and the Kehilas Yaakov and others. Says the Yar Sameach in source 19, Rav Meir Simcha. V'nira li levayar, dibe'emez, kol ha-mitzvahs, he-mashavim, lepachos, shebechusim, lemoshe Rabbeinu. What's unique about Judaism is that mitzvahs apply to every single Jew equally. There aren't any new different rules for the clergy. Okay, Kohanim, but the clergy, right, in other religions, the clergy have different rules. Can't get married, right, among other things. But according in Judaism, it's all the same. Same mitzvahs for every Jew. The Torah has yelachem tziv. The chiyav mitzvah gvul yeshla. V'chul, and he continues, v'nimsa, bottom line. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. asher bevadayim yivakesh adam teref mazon. If somebody has to make a living, becholze einu nechshav l'mafriya mitzvah talmud Torah. That's not cool, pushing away talmud Torah. You stop at the ganechaksiv. You have to make a living. You're not pushing away talmud Torah. But says the Ar Sameach, talmud Torah, the chiyuv talmud Torah on every Jew has a sliding scale. Depends who you are. Depends on your personality. Depends on your makeup. Depends on your upbringing. It depends on everything. And only Hashem knows our potential. Says the Ar Sameach, and the Stipler says this also, we have to learn at every free moment that we have. We have to learn at any possible moment that we can learn. What does possible mean? Depends on each person. Each person, Hashem knows. Hashem knows. Well, mashal, Adam, some people have problems with sitting, and some people can sit for hours. And some people are more connected. There's what to learn for every. Some people can learn for, 27 hours, and some people have trouble learning for half an hour. And some people can spend their whole, their are a day that no other responsibilities, different things. So v'chein l'mash, adam chalosh ha-mezek, v'chein kolech chalofina ha-krechios. Everybody according to what they need, l'fi ha-gerlo, based on who they are. V'chein l'fi tor nafsho shal adam, based on their soul. Ki eino dome, v'chiyav talmud Torah. Can't compare. V'chiyav ha-ish asher nafsho margeshes. Somebody who's spiritually connected, who feels the avoso ta'aba, he feels Hashem talking to him when he learns. To somebody who's not as connected and he's tried. Lishar Jarkochos Nafsho Nirpin Vatzelim. Lachain Echaya Mecho Kabore Lachuchi Yiftamator Lachal Yisrael. It's given. And everybody does it. There could be one extreme of Kriyash Mashachas Varvis and another extreme of every second of our life. Says the Ar Sameach, that's how we look at it. Meaning, when we're involved in other things, there's no Chiyuv of Talmud Torah there. The Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is only when we have the time. Again, like the famous story, it's said about the Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi, I only have 5 minutes to learn. Shall I learn Gemara or Musar? So what did he say? Musar. So then you'll learn you have more than 5 minutes. Yeah. Right? So I'm saying, so we have to be honest with ourselves about, forget Musar or Gemara, just how much time we have to learn in general. But that's what the Stipler says also in Source 20. Right? I wouldn't call this an onus, that I have to go make a living and eat and go to the bathroom. It's a p'tur, to use his lashon. In the middle column. Right? He said, just like if somebody doesn't have money, is he an onis, he can't get stucco, or he's pacha from giving stucco? He's not in the situation. So he says, v'chein b'mitzvah talmud Torah, right in the middle of the middle column. Kibash lo nitno bo Torah shir, the Torah doesn't give a chiyav, memela, hachiyav hu kefi yecholto, based on his abilities. V'alvashu anus milomot, einze begeder mevatel mitzvah bonis. It's not like the Gra said. It's a bitol. Elozel gvul chiyuvo. This is where the chiyuv, the border of the chiyuv is. Shu ad kama she'efshar lo. Right? That's whatever is possible. This is said by the disciple, and even also said also in our, Rav Asher Weiss writes this in one of his farm, in Source 21, he writes this in a few of his farm. Again, it's not a mitzvah misu yemes bizman. Depends on each person's abilities and state of being, and my mood. Some days are harder to learn, sometimes they're easier to learn, but we do the best that we can. So according to this, beautiful, very less pressure, we would say, for our lives, every second, is this a mitzvah? Am I being docha? So it's less pressure than the Gra. But what do we have to answer? What do we have to explain? Tosfos' issue. Right? If it's really no chiyuv in all the times that we're involved in everything else, then why is there no new bracha? Right? Tosfos' lashon was, kol shah mechuyav lilmod. Okay, that doesn't apply. No. But the second half, yoshiv kol hayom b'lo hefsek, what does that mean? What does Yoshev Kol Hayom B'lo Hefsek mean? So it could be, some explain, the Divrei Chamudos is one of the commentaries on the Rosh, well, every second there's Torah that's shayach to you. Because every second there's some halacha. Right? Business ethics. Even if you're taking a shower in the bathroom, there are halachas that apply. So maybe that's what it means. Or one could say it's more of a metaphysical. This is where the metaphysical connects to the halachic. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, and again, you might have heard this before as well. Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakein Kriyas HaTorah, and Ezra was Misakein. Right, yesterday we fulfilled two mitzvahs. The general mitzvah of takana of reading Torah every 3 days, including Shabbos, and the second takana of always reading Bamidbar right before Shavuos. That's the double takana we were Mekayim. But what is it based on? It's based on the pasuk by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Mar. They went 3 days without, in the Midbar they didn't find water, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, Nilu, they became weary, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Misakein, and you can't go 3 days without Torah. So we mentioned in the past the Rav Soloveitchik's amazing diuk. I gave you the Rav Soloveitchik in 24 from this Gemara. They were thirsty for Torah because they went 3 days without Torah. What's the kasha on the Gemara? They didn't have the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? This is after Kriyas Yamsuf. This is in Mara. How can you be thirsty for Torah if you didn't have Torah yet? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, where it's underlined in the 10th line. Kiloa da'aga lebitul kia mitzvah Talmud Torah. They weren't weary because they couldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. No, it's the weariness of not being connected to Torah. Because every Jew has that deep connection to Torah. Not connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the essence of Torah. And that's what the Takan is related to. Because every Jew, that pintel yid, that nekudas hakdusha, inside, that connects to Torah every second of our life. Where does that come from? So maybe that comes from, and maybe that's why we're taught all of Torah in utero, as the Gemara says in the last source, the Gemara Maseches Nida, right? Many ask, why do we cause to forget it on the way out? Because we have to earn it. That's why we taught it to us in the first place. Because it creates the natural tendency and connection that every Jew has to Torah. Even when we're involved in other things, we're making a living and we're doing. But we have that connection. And even if somebody is totally never connected through Torah, you have the most unaffiliated, it's in there. There's no new bracha, birchas haTorah, because there's never a break. Okay, a new day, chazar misake. A new day, you make a new bracha. But that's what you're going to ask. Right, but in terms of throughout the day, even if we're not learning, we're still connected to Torah. That what Tosfos of Lashon Eino Miyayish Daita. So how do we look at our life? How pervasive is the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Well, it depends. According to the Gra, it's very pervasive. We can learn messages from both of these approaches. The Gra says every second of our life we have a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, which should inspire us to say, so whenever we're not learning, you know, we got to make sure we're involved in something that can be called a mitzvah in some way, even if we want to stretch it. It can be called a mitzvah somehow, and it's docha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at that moment. That's the grah. But according to most mafarshim, that's not the way we look at it. We have to learn as much as we can. Right, it could be at different stages of our life also. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah for a young man in yeshiva is different than the chiyuv of Talmud Torah for a young man in university. Or somebody who started to work, it doesn't give anybody an excuse. Oh, I'm in university now. I don't have to. I don't have that same chiyuv. No, it's as much as we could get to up until, you know, you have to study for finals or whatever it is. But we have to make sure that we try to fulfill all the potentials. And again, and every single person in this room has different kochos. You know, we shouldn't be looking at, oh my gosh, they stay up until whenever, or they get there. You know, let's do the best we can. Do the best we can, looking at our own kochos and nefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And Hashem loves each and every moment that we connect to His Torah and every little thing that we do. So we have to relate to that. Just to to end, this, so I'm going to mention the parsha here, but it relates to this a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every little bit. You know what, I'm going to save it. It'll be mentioned. It'll be mentioned, and an amazing thought that I saw this week. Okay, we'll stop here. But we should be psyched up for the Chag HaShavuot. I'm telling you, the night goes very quickly in yeshiva. By the time you finish the meal, you get to the Beis Medrash, you're like, when with the Chavrusa, like 3 hours, it's like done. It's like, I don't know, in shul, it goes like
If you start earlier and every hour is separate, you're not sitting with a chavrusa, it goes like that, like this, four or five shiurim in a row. I tell you, use the time. Use the time, and this year you got 2 days. The nechutzar always have 2 days. But here, you have the whole yeshiva is going to be there for 2 days. Oh, yeshiva, okay, you're going to have a different davening on the second day. But realize it's a great opportunity. Not too often do you get to have shuas in yeshiva, 2 days where nobody leaves after the first day, and you feel like, what am I